Good morning. High pressure is keeping it dry across interior New York and New England, but a frontal system along the eastern seaboard and associated waves of low pressure along the front are keeping clouds in place across a large part of the region, mainly the high thin variety from the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley across the greater Capital District and in Vermont. However, some locally thicker clouds are around across the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England. In these areas, we do run the risk of a scattered shower today. However, most of the region will generally be dry with more in the way of sunshine north of I-90. We will continue to see temperatures climb today through the 60s and 70s, and most places will be up near the 80-degree mark. Where the clouds hang tougher during the day will be left in the upper 70s, and where we see more sunshine, lower 80s are more likely. As the waves of low pressure continue to track off the eastern seaboard and high pressure once again dominates the weather tonight, skies will become mostly clear and temperatures will drop back into the mid-50s to lower 60s. This will set us up for a nice summer day tomorrow with lots of sunshine, low humidity, and warm temperatures with highs averaging in the middle 80s. In fact, with high pressure hanging on through the day on Wednesday and a southwesterly wind flow developing, it'll be even warmer. With more summer-like humidity around, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 80s under a mix of sun and clouds. A weak front will head our way for Thursday and Thursday night. That will increase the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Highs on Thursday again will be in the mid-80s. Behind the front on Friday, the risk of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, in the lower 80s. High pressure will move back in for the upcoming weekend with lots of sunshine in the forecast and dry weather for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s with comfortable humidity. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the Carolina coast roughly southwestward to the central Gulf Coast will focus showers and thunderstorms through this evening over the entire region. Flood watches and warnings are out for parts of the Florida Panhandle through most of Georgia and into coastal South Carolina. Meanwhile, upper-level energy over the upper Great Lakes will produce showers and thunderstorms over that region today, and daytime heating and monsoonal moisture will produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of southern and central Rockies, the Great Basin, the Southwest, and parts of eastern California during the late afternoon and evening hours. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, in the Bahamas, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Tunis, Tunisia, at 1:02 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 43 degrees, with a northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 62 degrees, the dew point 59, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Gila Bend, Arizona, to a low of 30 at Boca Reservoir in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. In Boston, partly sunny in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 58. The average temperature 66, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2 inches even for the month, which is 14 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 30.81 inches for the year, which is 5.98 inches above normal. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, 63, and 606 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 92, set in 1892. And the record low, 43, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies through some high clouds today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies through some high clouds today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with just a slight chance of a shower and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Some sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm with highs in the mid-80s. A bit more humidity on Wednesday, still warm with a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 80s. Partly sunny Thursday, a shower or thunderstorm possible in the mid-80s. Just the risk of a morning shower Friday, then partly sunny in the lower 80s. And mostly sunny for Saturday in the upper 70s. A few more clouds Sunday with some sunshine, highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.